Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you claim to be a Christian, or if you know anyone who claims to be a Christian, have you noticed any unusual differences between those claiming to follow Christ and the people of the world who make no such pretenses? Do those who call themselves Christians go to the same places, engage in the same activities, use the same language as do unbelievers? A survey was conducted a few years back to determine how young Christian people, or those who claim to be Christians, differed from their worldly counterparts. Tragically, the differences between the two groups were not all that great. Christian young people used almost as many illegal drugs as the people of the world. The sexual activity outside marriage was about the same for both groups. Is that the way our Lord wants His people to conduct themselves? Does He want us to use illegal and destructive drugs, engage in sexual promiscuity, read books and magazines which make fun of biblical morality, and associate with ungodly people who could care less about New Testament Christianity? Are not Christians supposed to be a separate people? The Apostle Peter wrote of Christians, "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." 1 Peter 2:9. Are Christians indeed a holy nation? Are we separated from the world and dedicated to the cause of Jesus Christ? God has always expected His people to be holy. God said to the Jews through Moses, "You shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation." Exodus 19:6. God commanded the Jews to destroy the altars of the heathen nations in Canaan, to break down their images, to cut down their groves, and to burn their graven images with fire. "For you are an holy people unto the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 7:5 and 6. Throughout the whole of the Old Testament, especially in the writings of the prophets, great emphasis is placed on holy living. The prophet Amos provides one example of the gross immorality which prevailed among God's people in the 8th century before Christ. "Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof. Because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, that pat after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek. And a man and his father will go in unto the same maid to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God." Amos 2, 6-8. The word translated holy is one form of the same word rendered saint and sanctified. It involves a Christian separation from worldly pursuits. Peter wrote, "But as He who has called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" 1 Peter 1:15 and 16. Peter's quotation is from the Old Testament in Leviticus 11:44. The Apostle Paul commanded the Christians at Corinth, "Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be unto you a father, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and mind, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." 1 Corinthians 6:17 through 7:1. How can Christians harmonize their calling and election with immoral thoughts and conduct? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.